Coming up, we'll look at how long you should expect to stay in your job. And then college enrollment drop is actually benefiting this class of workers. And then 10 jobs that will hire you without any experience. And I'm going to coach you up. Let's go. Helping you get the competitive edge to make more money and make more impact. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken. I'm your coach. And make no mistake, you are in a competition against the you of yesterday, and you are in a competition against people within your building going for a promotion, and you are in competition with people that are coming in from the outside. So let's not just walk around, you know, la, 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 you know, no. I mean, we need some burn it, burn it, burn it. I mean, that's the attitude, right? And that's why I'm here. You know, you've got dreams, and the best way to fulfill those dreams is through the money you can make and the impact you can experience. We look at work as a thing that you were created to do here on this show. So let's talk about the world at work. Let's talk about the realities of jobs and careers. So if you go back not too very long ago, you would stay in a career for 35, 40 years. It was very normal. For my grandfather's generation, certainly my father's generation, I am a child of the boomers, and it was very normal to be largely in one job for most of your career, if not your entire career. It was not an abnormal reality. Well, times have changed, and they continue to change. So is the idea, the concept of a long-term job, is it over? I think it is. I think it is. I mean, we're talking about infinitesimal percentage rates of people who will go into the workforce in today's world and stay in that job for their entire career. I mean, it's almost impossible that that's going to happen. The long-term job is over. A recent Gallup report supports this. Millennials are now the largest demographic in the workforce today. And a Gallup report revealed that 21% of that group, millennials, say they've changed jobs within the past year. Duh. If you've been paying attention to the news, certainly on this show, we're seeing 4+ million people change jobs every month since August of last year. It's extraordinary turnover. All right. So 21% of the largest demographic in the workforce said they changed jobs in the last year. It's going to continue. Now, that's three times the number of non-millennials who report the same. So you've got my generation, Gen X, certainly boomers above me, and then behind the millennials are what they're calling Gen Z or the Mosaics. And those two groups aren't changing as much. Obviously, Gen Z's not been out long enough to do much changing. But I would suspect they're going to fall within the trend line of millennials. So what does that mean? The median number of years that employees have worked for their current employer is now right at 4.1 years. This according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. However, this longevity varies by age and occupation. The median tenure for workers age 25 to 34. Listen to this. This is extraordinary. Oh, by the way, leaders, you need to pay close attention to this data, because this is what you're dealing with. The median tenure for workers ages 25 to 34 is 2.8 years. The median tenure for employees, I don't know why I can't talk all of a sudden. I can't say the word, folks. We'll muddle through. The median tenure for employees ages 55 to 64 is 9.9 years. Workers in management, professional, and related occupations had the highest median tenure of 4.9 years. Obviously, people that work in service occupations, hourly-type positions, have the lowest tenure of 1.9 years. So, the long-term job is over. I absolutely believe that. But what is not over, and what I would rather you focus on, and what I'm going to teach you on here as we open today's show, is the long-term career or the long view of your career. What does fulfillment and success look like? And so if we step back, I'll use the analogy, the metaphor. We have a lot of new people joining this program every month, and that's great. I wrote a best-selling book called From Paycheck to Purpose, and in that book, I likened the climb, the long-term view of my work as climbing a mountain, Mount Everest. What is your professional pinnacle? Now, many of you, to be fair, don't know, and that's okay. And I don't ask the question to make you feel bad about yourself. I ask you the question because I think the world at work and the environment that we are in right now, and I just gave you the data to prove it, is going to naturally nudge you that direction anyway. To where you're not thinking, well, I'm going to be in the same job my entire career, or I'm going to be in the same type of work my entire career. That may be true, but really it's about what's the journey look like, and I am growing and evolving, and as I grow and evolve in order to be able to reach that professional pinnacle, I'm going to have a lot of different work experiences, and I'm probably going to wear multiple different hats. So what I'm getting at is I want you for this discussion today to take the word career and don't apply it to, well, I'm in healthcare, or I'm in education, or I'm in sales. What I want you to look at career as, my body of work, the amount of time it's going to take for me to scale to my professional pinnacle. So I look at career not as a description of, well, Ken's a thought leader, or Ken is in broadcasting, or Ken is an author. I look at my career as my body of work, the time I started climbing the mountain to the time I end my climb, whatever that looks like. So, you need to be clear on what your professional pinnacle is. What's my mountaintop? Oh, here's one. How about multiple mountains? I really believe that if you know what your professional purpose is, you know your sweet spot, where your talent, what you do best, passion, work you love to do, and your mission, results that drive you and motivate you, when they come together, I believe there's multiple dream jobs and multiple mountains. Those of you new to the show, if you're not clear, you must get clear first. Gives you great perspective. I wrote the Get Clear Career Assessment because it didn't exist. There were tools like Strength Finders, which tells you your top talents, but nothing else. Personality tests aren't Strength Finders. Personality tests are just personality, how I interact. But is there a tool, Ken, that would tell me what I do best? That would show me the work I love to do, and it would point out to me the results that motivate me and get me out of the bed in the morning? Yes, the answer is the Get Clear Career Assessment, KenColeman.com. I'm wildly passionate about it. Why? Because when you can get clear, watch what happens. You become confident. I see my mountaintop. That's what I want to do with my life. Or this could be what I want to do. And I begin to get clear and I begin to see them. Watch what happens. Clarity always leads to confidence. And confidence always leads to courage. Get clear. We have an assessment for you. KenColeman.com. Maybe the best money you ever spend. We'll be right back with the news. Big welcome to all of you who listen via SiriusXM, the podcast of the show, talk radio, and those who view the show on YouTube. Welcome. By the way, if you're watching on YouTube now or later, give us a thumbs up right there below the video window. That helps us grow. And if you haven't subscribed, subscribe. Please do that for us. I don't ask you enough, and now I'm going to do it every day and drive you nuts. So there you go. I'm just kidding. Hey, the job search. Inevitably, if we are going to move up the mountain, that means we're changing jobs. And it's terrifying for a lot of people. Many times it's frustrating, and many times it's both terrifying and frustrating. And nobody wants to do that. So we end up kind of staying put longer than we need to stay put. That's why I endorse ZipRecruiter. number one hiring site in the United States because their artificial intelligence does the work for you, because they're matching you and your profile up with companies who have positions that are paying them for you. You don't pay for it. It's free. And they do all this work, and companies go, yes, I want to interview Ken. And ZipRecruiter puts them directly in touch with you, and you stand out because you're with ZipRecruiter. So check it out, ZipRecruiter.com/Ken, ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. All right. So very excited because of our relationship with ZipRecruiter. I've developed a professional relationship with their chief economist, Julia Pollack. She's been on the show multiple times. She's paying attention to job trends, what's going on, what's the future look like from an economic standpoint. And she's a wonderful resource. So I recently had her in via Zoom, and I asked her about two specific things. Are we going to see college enrollment continue to drop? We've already seen it drop precipitously. Is it going to continue? And then I said, with college enrollment dropping, how is that leading to employment opportunities for minority groups and those who could not afford to go to college? It's really interesting stuff. Listen in as she answers those questions. Here's Julia Pollack. But we're seeing right now, Julia, we're seeing enrollment rates in college and community college drop pretty precipitously. Yes. I mean, it's a pretty big gap. And look, it makes sense. You know, you saw the pandemic again hasten this situation. I wonder if we are going to see, because of the high price of tuition, that leads into the high cost of student loans. And we're talking $4 trillion of debt that young people have that are now no longer even young. They take this into young adulthood, right, and on. I just wonder if we're going to see more and more kids leaving college or skipping college to go right into this hot workforce. Do you see anything there? Do you have an opinion? Do you see anything that leads you to believe that could happen and hasten what is already a drop in college enrollment?
Well, we've seen the college wage premium shrink, and it's the smallest it has ever been right now. On ZipRecruiter, we've seen the share of jobs that require a bachelor's degree fall in half. Wow. Since the pandemic. The share of jobs that require 5 years of experience or 10 years of experience, you know, fall to a quarter of what they were before. So employers are starved for talent, and they are now prepared to overlook all kinds of things they were overlooking in the past. And they're prepared to make an investment in training and mentorship. And they're hiring for something different. You know, they know that in this tight labor market, they're not going to find the cookie cutter perfect candidate they want with all the right skills. So they're looking for people with the right soft skills, with the ability to learn, with an openness to receiving feedback and responding, you know, favorably to that feedback. And people who are reliable and trustworthy. And that creates a great opportunity for just good people who perhaps didn't go to the right school and don't have the best network through their parents to get ahead. And without going to school, right? This is creating an opportunity for young people to fill the gaps in the labor market. So the one group where we've seen labor force participation fully recover is teenagers.
Yeah.
Teenagers are flooding this labor market, and they're not going into the jobs reserved for teenagers in the past, like the jobs that give you pocket money, you know, the summer camp counselor jobs. There's a huge shortage in the market there because there are no takers for those jobs right now. They're leapfrogging that stage of the labor market and going straight to real retail and business services jobs with real paychecks and full benefits packages.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. Okay, I want to know what you think about this labor market and this development that you just addressed, where companies are realizing, wait a second, we're going to lower the standards by dropping the college degree. But what happens is, by necessity, they have to create training and development programs to train good quality, let's just call it character. And there's some raw talent that they right. can hone into skills.
Right.
Well, I believe this is going to open up a lot of opportunities. I certainly hope so, for low income individuals.
Absolutely.
And specifically minorities who get hardest hit by the student loan situation because they feel like they got to go the higher ed route in order to get qualified. I feel like this is going to open up, I hope, beautiful professional futures for the lower income and minority population in the United States. Do you think this will? Do you think it's possible?
It's already happening. So the group that's leading right now in the employment recovery is actually African-American men.
Oh, that's great.
So their employment rates have risen about 2-3 percentage points. That is quite remarkable, because that is the group usually hardest hit in a recession, and the group, you know, after a layoff, that has the hardest time getting back, you know, due to discrimination and all kinds of other factors. But it seems like in this very tight labor market, employers are expanding their talent pools, and they are having to get up. They can't just post a job and wait for candidates to come. They're having to go find candidates where they are and persuade people and say, hey, there are great opportunities out here for you. Please, please, you know, try them out.
I love that. Good stuff from Julia Pollack. She's always a delight, very well informed. And let me just underscore that last piece of conversation. We'll move to our next story. I believe this is going to reset the playing field. One of the silver linings coming out of this weird job economy and the pandemic, one of the real working positives is that I believe the lie that college is the only way to success has been exposed. And as a result, companies have made the all-important pragmatic shift to hire people who don't have degrees, give people that don't have a chance. I saw a story. Alex and I are watching this. We're going to report on this some more. But I saw another story the other day about companies that are getting serious about hiring people with a criminal record and giving them an actual chance. They have paid their dues to society. I think this is a beautiful development. Very, very exciting. All right. Next story here. 10 jobs that will hire you today with no experience. Now, the reason I give you lists like this, and I'm giving quick context, because when I go through this list, you know, I don't expect a lot of people to go, oh, wow, thanks, Ken, that's amazing. But let's be real for a second. If I have gotten laid off, or I've got a lot of debt, and I'm trying to bring in some extra income, or hey, maybe I'm a stay-at-home mom who's looking to just get back into the workforce, and I need money now, but I'm not sure what that professional pinnacle is, that's why I give you this list. Here we go. Number one, administrative assistant. I mean, look, they don't care about experience, just skill. Are you organized? Do you have the ability to follow through? Are you kind? It's great. Delivery driver. Look, you got a clean driver's license, and are you punctual, and are you responsible? Boom, great opportunity there. Bill collector. All you need here is the ability to read a script most times. Just stay with it. Make your calls. Security officer. You don't need a bunch of training. You don't have to be Clint Eastwood here and learn how to handle a gun. You know, you're minding business, if you will. Bartender. Again, a lot of restaurants and bars need people, and the tips can be extraordinary if you get in the right place. And by the way, after you're done with that, Joe, bartending, you become a real popular guy in your neighborhood because now you can make a million drinks. That's kind of the gift that keeps on giving there. School bus driver, real estate broker, HR assistant, a clerk working in, you know, your local government offices, and then cable installer. Now, I give you this list because those are specific positions, but they also resemble other positions in the marketplace where, hey, I need money now. I need to just get in, and it's temporary. It's not long term. You don't need a degree for that. Go, go, go. There's nothing I enjoy doing more than reading awesome updates from our audience. It's fantastic. It's also fun because I'm live. J.K. Sims just walked through the lobby, ladies and gentlemen, and he is a honorable esquire and a friend. And because I'm live right now, I just saw him and I just wanted to say hi. So back to the show. One of my favorite lawyers right there, folks. So I love sharing great news from you, the audience. Okay? And this is awesome. So I endorse Bethel Tech, talk about them every day because of their amazing program, 9-month program, less than $15,000. And they not only train people to go from zero experience to great jobs, but they place you as well. And the technology, we have over 109 students that have come from the Ken Coleman Show. Here's an update. Audrey Telmo, this is her testimony. I wanted to read it very briefly. She said, I heard about Bethel Tech on the Ken Coleman podcast. I was listening for the first time. Thought it was too good to be true, but I thought I'd check into it. On June 14th, 2021, I started the data science program with Bethel Tech, and I presented my final project on April 20th, 2022. I was offered a senior analyst in dental informatics. I didn't even know what dental informatics was, but this is great because she had been in the dental world, and she wanted to leverage that experience, but now with the tech training from Bethel Tech, she got this job. She got hired in 21 days after completing her course with Bethel Tech. 21 days. Starting pay of $70,000 a year plus benefits. Huh? How about that? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I love my applause button, folks. It's right there. And she is an informatics senior analyst with CVS Health and Aetna. Unbelievable. And she's starting at $70,000 with great benefits, and there's an annual bonus. So, BethelTech.net, tell them Ken Coleman sent you. It's fun to endorse a program that you know is going to help people, and then what we're seeing is men and women are coming out of this program and they're crushing it. It's very exciting. Also, very excited about a new initiative here at Ramsey Solutions, the mothership of the Ken Coleman Show. We are launching a pilot program where we're taking world-class career coaches who I've met them all, I've interviewed them, and I'm locking arms with them because I can only coach you on a call. They can go deep with you. It's a custom plan for your personal and professional growth. Go to kencoleman.com/coaching. First 30 people get in. So people go, oh, it's a little more expensive than I thought. Well, it's not really. Why don't you cut out all the Starbucks and jump in the coaching program, and you tell me what the ROI is. So there you go. KenColeman.com/coaching. All right. Johnny joins us in Salt Lake City, Utah. Johnny, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's going on?
So I'm currently a college student right now. I'm a prior service veteran, so I'm using the GI Bill.
Oh, great.
Trying to increase my income.
Excellent.
So I get about $9,000 a year from that, and I'm halfway through right now, and I'm like, what should I use my degree for? Because I don't really know what I want to do.
Oh, all right. Well, first of all, thank you for serving our country. You are a great American.
Thank you.
What have you wondered about? When you kicked the tires on this and started with the degree, what were you thinking about?
I was originally thinking about something like either in business or mental health, but
okay,
something kind of like service oriented. But I actually even took the school career assessment thing, and what it gave out didn't really align with what I would want to do.
Are you talking about the professional possibilities section of the assessment?
But that's just
suggestion. You talk about my Get Clear career assessment or something else?
I haven't taken that, sir. No.
Oh, okay, great. Oh, because I was like, yeah, man, I don't know, man. We're gonna have to figure this out. No, so I'm gonna give you my Get Clear career assessment. Okay, it's normally a $30 product. It's a 20-minute assessment. You've never taken anything like it, and it's gonna really help you out. It's gonna give you a detailed report on what you do best, talent. It's going to give you a detailed report on passion, the work you love to do, and it's going to help you see what truly motivates you. We call it mission. And then you're going to get a purpose statement. So I'm going to give you that at the end of our time, okay, to help just further clarify. But in the remaining time we have together, I want to go back to what you were wondering about because you gave me some clues. But I want you to stop saying but, because here's what I heard you say. I said, Johnny, what were you wondering about when you started into this whole degree thing? And you said, well, I was thinking about business, but, and I was thinking about mental health, but, and I want you to stop saying, but, I want you to say and, because on the other side of business, and so I'm thinking about business and I'm thinking about mental health, and you told me I'm interested in serving people. So here's the fun exercise. If you were in business today, I gave you a job in business and it was serving people. Describe what that would look like. And I don't mean job title. I mean, describe what you do all day just for one fun day. I'm in business, but I'm serving people. Describe that for me.
I would say that it would be helping people with like their problems and coming to a resolution, because, you know, I feel like I kind of have a knack for that.
Great. What kind of problems do you have the best knack for solving? Describe the problems.
I feel like it would be... probably something where it's like, you know, maybe somebody didn't think of like option A, or, you know, coming around for to where they can, we can end up finding a resolution, maybe something they didn't think about.
But what kind of problems? Let me give you a clue. I'm looking for, are they process problems? Are they people problems? Are they, let's call it content problems? Or is it like things, like something more mechanical or fixing of nature? What kind of problems are you best at solving?
I would say people problems. I feel like I'm pretty good with reading people and kind of seeing how, like, what their best learning style is, stuff like that.
Excellent. So give me two ideas that if you were in the business world and you were solving people problems, give me two ideas that pop the top of your head. Just take a shot at a job title, or just not job title, but job function. Give me two ideas real quick.
Probably helping people with their income, since I had a problem with that, and or how to figure out like how to do their budget and stuff like that. So,
okay. So now we're talking about financial coaching, or maybe financial advising, where you're giving them investment and retirement options. Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What about the idea of being a leader or a manager?
I'm actually in a management position right now. I do retail right now, but now, I do enjoy that too.
You don't do retail. You know what you do? You solve people problems, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Give me an example of a problem you solved recently in your retail leadership position.
One of our associates felt like he wasn't able to take time off, but I was trying to tell him, you know, you have to take care of your personal issues outside of work. That's fine. And came to the resolution where we worked out the schedule. Didn't even need to be in there.
My man.
So, yeah.
That right there felt pretty good to you, I'm guessing.
It did.
Oh, yeah. Why did it feel so good?
Because, I mean, we're both winning. Like, he's going to want to stay there longer. And I do want him to be able to take care of his problems outside of work.
Sounds like a great leader to me. So, quick exercise. I want you to take the Get Clear Career Assessment. And when you get your reports on talent, passion, and mission, then you actually read your purpose sentence, which will plug in, your purpose statement will plug in your answers. And you read that, I want you to start to go, okay, if I was going to spend 75% of my day making this purpose statement come alive, because it becomes a high-level job description, what are all the different ways, where are all the places that I can do this? And I think you're going to see so many ideas rushing at you like a waterfall. But I'm going to tell you right now, those two we just discussed are absolutely in your sweet spot. Hang on the line. We'll get to the Get Clear Assessment. For the rest of you, press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
If you enjoy this podcast, you should check out other great podcasts from the Ramsey Network, like Ramsey Everyday Millionaires.
Ordinary people built extraordinary wealth, and you can too. On Everyday Millionaires, you'll learn how millionaires live on less than they make, avoid debt, invest, and are disciplined and responsible. Listen to Everyday Millionaires wherever you listen to podcasts.